Hello, this is Radio Camp, and today we have Michael, who's going to introduce the rest of our guests.
Now is a word from three girls from sixth grade in Greenville who are going to talk about Lyme disease.
Hi, we are Kathy, Emma, and Steffi from Girl Scouts of Northeastern New York. We are here today to talk about what Lyme disease is and how to prevent it, how it spreads, and the effects of having it.
Lyme disease is something you get from a tick bite. Ticks are tiny parasites that attach onto your skin and drink your blood. Ticks live in the woods and mostly come out during damp weather. Some common signs of first having Lyme disease are a rash that comes and goes, a bullseye with a line coming off it, and if you want to know whether or not you really have Lyme disease, is you can get a blood test by asking your doctor and telling him or her the symptoms you have. You can protect yourself from the ticks by putting on bug spray and wearing longer pants that protect your legs when you are planning on taking a walk in the woods or going in tall grass, and to make sure you check yourself for ticks after going in the woods. Lyme disease leads to many different symptoms, so it is important to protect yourself. Lyme disease leads to many different symptoms, so it's important to know them. Here are some of the more common symptoms: are insomnia, which means that it is hard to fall asleep, which makes it difficult to stay awake at night. Lyme disease spreads for many different reasons, such as people going in the woods without protection and people forgetting to check themselves after going in the woods. Even though you might have bug spray on, it is better to check yourself if you are someone who does not want to put chemicals on your skin, which I understand is that I would recommend you check yourself really, really well. Or you can buy all-natural bug spray.
Lyme disease is a bacterial infection caused by the bite of an infected black leg tick, also known as a deer tick. Lyme and its numerous co-infections can mimic or cause virtually any medical, neurological, or psychiatric condition. It is called the Great Imitator and has been vastly underdiagnosed in the U.S. due to inadequate testing methods and general lack of acknowledgement by the medical community. A nasty relative of the STD syphilis, Lyme causes a multitude of medical, neurological, and psychiatric impairment issues, yet is much harder to cure. Here are some of the symptoms from Lyme disease: impaired attention, focus, concentration, judgment, and impulse control, impaired memory and speech functions, disorganization and getting lost, poor problem-solving and decision-making abilities, slower mental processing speed, and symptoms similar to dementia and Alzheimer's. Lyme is often a serious chronic illness that the medical community at large has misunderstood at best and at worst unacknowledged. How can doctors treat an illness if they don't believe it exists? They can't, which is why far too many people have been suffering with Lyme brain for far too long. It is estimated that approximately 300,000 people each year become infected with Lyme. Paul Mead, chief of epidemiology and surveillance for the CDC's Lyme disease program, has stated, Lyme disease is a tremendous public health problem in the United States and clearly highlights the urgent need for prevention.
The fortunate ones are able to catch Lyme within the first few weeks when the appropriate antibiotics have a much better chance of working. Unfortunately, Lyme disease is often missed and the infection is allowed to take hold, disrupting the immune system and causing a cascade of inflammatory responses. Even when Lyme is suspected with a blood test, in order to the common Western blot test often results with false negatives, while Lyme's co-infection antibodies and rarely even look for. Although they may even be more common than Lyme itself, it's not uncommon for someone with Lyme to receive it. Multiple negative test results before achieving a proper diagnosis. This leaves thousands of undiagnosed patients sick, confused, spending months or years or even decades wandering around from doctor to doctor trying to find out what is wrong with them. Ineffective testing methods combined with indicate insurance coverage mean that people with Lyme often encounter financial ruin before a cure. After 3 to 6 months in the body, Lyme has taken hold of the immune system and becomes difficult to eradicate. With antibiotics alone, a study published in 2012 shows that Lyme disease has a tick's survival skills inside the body. The Borrelia organism forms with biofilm, which allows it to constantly rearrange its structure, hide, and resist environmental conditions such as antibiotics.
A tick bite is the best way to know whether you are at risk. However, one study showed that only 17 of those surveyed even recall being bitten. Be sure to focus on prevention and know the signs and symptoms of early Lyme infection. Know what to look for. The black-legged ticks live in moist and humid environments, particularly in or near wooded and grassy areas, and can even encounter ticks in your own backyard. Avoid them by avoiding tall vegetation and walking in the center of trails. Perform daily tick checks. Be sure to check yourself, your children, and your pets after being outdoors. Create a top-down checklist searching the following areas: in and all around the head and body hair, in and around the ears, under the arms, around the waist, inside the belly button, the back of the knees, and underneath socks. If possible, use pointy tweezers. Disinfect the tweezers with rubbing alcohol. Grab the tick close to the skin and use a slow, steady motion to pull the tick out. Disinfect the tweezers again. Keep an eye on the bite area.
Treating an infection within the first 3 weeks is critical to reducing the risk of chronic Lyme disease, which can last for the rest of your life. If the following symptoms appear, especially during the warmer months when infection is likely, seek medical assistance right away. Intentional early symptoms are flu-like illness, unexplained fever, chills, or body aches, extreme fatigue, headaches, insomnia, moods, and mood swings, bullseye rash, someone who has contracted Lyme disease from a tick may or may not see a bullseye rash at the site of the tick's bite. The CDC states that a rash occurs in approximately 70 to 80% of infected persons. Yet, the Amen Clinic doctors believe those numbers are as low as 20 to 40%. If a rash does appear, it's typically within 3 to 7 days. What to look for? The rash gradually expands over a period of several days and can reach up to 12 inches across. Parts of the rash may clear as it enlarges, resulting as in a bullseye appearance. The rash usually feels warm to the touch, yet is rarely itchy or painful. Ticks spread at least 10 other co-infections that may cause rashes. If you believe that you have been bitten, call your primary care provider immediately.
Lyme symptoms within 30 days and over. You may have insomnia, joint inflammation and pain, Bell's palsy, impaired memory, brain fog, and difficulty thinking, irritability and explosive rages, and panic attacks. Late stage persistent Lyme symptoms, which is months to years after the bite. Progressive dementia, seizure disorders, strokes, asthma, heart problems, a variety of movement disorders such as Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis-like syndromes, and visual disturbances or loss of vision.
In addition to a tick bite infection, Lyme can also be passed from mother to baby. The symptoms to look for in children include change in behavior, fatigue, school and learning problems, headaches, gastrointestinal complaints, migrating pains, hypersensitivity to noise, light, odors, and touch. If you have any concerns about Lyme disease, it's important to evaluate right away, especially by a physician who is knowledgeable about excessive but serious disease. The Amen Clinic has several doctors with intensive experience diagnosing and treating Lyme disease, particularly is the neuropsychological symptoms that Lyme disease can cause.
Well, I'm your host, Echo Rowe, and
I'm Stephanie Horlocker.
I'm Emma Cardamone.
And I'm Kathy Samaska.
And I'm Michael Samaska.
Hi, I am Kathy, and this is my experience with having Lyme disease. Every month, the same day I got sick, I threw up, had insomnia, I was cranky, had muscle and joint pains, and I had bags under my eyes. Another thing I had was bladder problems. During the day, I had to keep getting up from what I was doing. And during the night, I had to keep waking up to use the restroom. I used vitamin D, which lowered my symptoms and helped keep my Lyme disease dormant. Lyme is also a chronic illness, which means it never goes away. So that is why it is important to protect yourself from ticks.
So why don't we all close our eyes for a second and then say who we are. But imagine if you're listening on the radio, you can't see what you look like or what you're doing. So Echo, why don't you start and say your name? Close your eyes, though.
Echo.
Michael.
Stephanie.
Emma.
Kathy.
I was looking for the sound of a tick, but all I could find was this clock. Do you guys know what ticks sound like? No?
No.
Can you imagine what would a tick noise be if you could make a tick noise? What do you think they do? They go... No? What would they sound like? You have an idea? Like that? That's good. Oh, like that. That's good. That's what they used to do on the radio. When they made radio plays before television, they made sound effects like this, and people wouldn't know what you were doing. They would think a horse was running by. Or train.
Can we open our eyes yet?
Yes, you can open your eyes.
So, what does it really, like, mean to be a Girl Scout? Like, what do you do?
It means to, sometimes you learn about things and inform people, like, what we're doing right now, or sometimes it's, like, helping the community, and sometimes it's just, like, fun things, like, other than that stuff, like, helping the community and informing people. I have done International Day. It's where each Girl Scout troop chooses a state, and they can choose to go up on stage and do like a dance or like show people like a story, and you go there and like make foods and stuff, and people get to taste the different foods and learn different facts about like the state that you're doing. I did Lithuania.
So Stephanie, what was it like when you had Lyme disease?
Well, right now I have arthritis in my knee and my ankle, and I have trouble going out in the heat for too long, or else I'll pass out.
Where did the tick bite you? Do you know?
Right on my back.
On your back?
Close to my neck.
What school do you guys go to?
We go to Greenville Central School District.
And you do too?
Yes.
And how long have you been a Boy Scout?
For 3 years.
And what fun thing have you done as a Boy Scout?
I got to go on hikes. I got to do Boy Scout moving up ceremonies. It's where you get your new outfit for the next year and you move up to different ranks.
What's the Greenville school like?
It's really nice, like, all the people around you care about you, and if you have a problem, you can go to an adult, and you can trust them not to share with anyone else.
Oh, that's very good. You like Greenville? You're in Greenville school, too?
Yeah.
And what grades are you all in?
We're going into six.
Yeah, we're going into six.
I'm going into fourth.
You're going into fifth?
Yeah.
So you're starting, is it middle school?
Yeah.
This will be the first year?
Uh-huh,
yeah.
How's that going to be different?
You have to have, like, a binder for each subject, and there's periods 1 through 9, and every time the bell rings, you switch to a different subject.
And so you have different teachers all day instead of just, like, one teacher for most of the day, yeah. And you think that'll be more fun or less fun? Or just different?
Different. Because you don't have to walk in a single file line anymore.
Have you guys ever been on the radio before?
Nope.
No.
Do you listen to the radio?
Yes.
What stations do you listen to?
107.7 GNA.
I listen to Q103.
What about you guys?
I listen to 90.57.
I listen to the Q103 and...
I don't know the name of the station. Mostly rock.
Are you going to fill in with any music? Do you want to play a song to fill out the...
Well, I was going to ask first, what do you like to listen to on the radio? When you listen to the radio, what is it that you like to listen to?
I like to listen to rock.
Music? Like, do you like music?
I like country music.
You like country?
It's usually not on the radio. On the radio, I like to listen to pop, but like on my phone, I like Japanese music.
Cool.
I listen to rock music.
I listen to pop.
So a little bit of everything here.
Yeah. We go from Led Zeppelin to Dolly Parton.
With a stop in Japan.
Yeah.
For me, only old country. Don't do
only
the new
old country,
stuff.
Not like the new stuff? Oh, that's the way I am, too.
Yeah, what song do you guys like? The only thing, it can't have bad words in it.
Well, if I chose a Japanese song, you probably couldn't tell if they were saying a bad word.
You know any songs about ticks or Lyme disease?
No.
Are you sick?
No.
No.
Doctor songs?
They usually don't make those kinds of songs. Not as I know in country.
There's not as many songs about ticks as there are about...
Heartbreak.
I'm Echo Rail.
Michael Samaska.
Stephanie Horlocker.
Emma Cardamone.
And Kathy Samaska.
And you've been listening to...
WJXC 90.7 FM.
And what's the name of the show?
Radio Camp on Saturdays at 3:30 to 4, and also we rebroadcast it on Tuesdays at 3:30 to 4.
All right.
Nice job, guys.